Dictation 4, Phyllis, PHYLLIS, Loomis, LOOMIS, September 29, 37. Address as a letter to Dr. Stevelton, STEBELTON, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, follow up for Phyllis. With a chronic kidney disease. Last visit, October. No hospital admissions. Recent upper respiratory infection. Receive no antibiotics, no increase of respiratory distress, no fever, no sore throat, able to eat. She uses a walker, no falling episode. She looks frail, some memory issues. Says to be eating well without vomiting. No chest pain palpitation. Stable dyspnea, no oxygen. Uses inhalers, no CPAP machine. Follows cardiology for aortic valve replacement with Dr. Krepostman. KREPOSTMAN. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. I'm going to highlight the Coric, Metolazone, Diltiazem, Potassium Magnesium, Farxiga, Torsemide, Aldactone. Next paragraph. On physical exam, blood pressure 128/68. Left sided. Lungs are clear, increases too from valve replacement, no abdominal distension or tenderness, no major edema, cooperative, normal speech. Her daughter is at the bedside. Next paragraph, chemistries from March creatinine at 2 appears to be baseline. GFR of 24, stage 4. Low sodium, normal potassium, elevated bicarbonate, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, anemia 12.9. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 4, for the most part, within her baseline range. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or indication for dialysis. Low sodium represents excess of free water, probably effect of diuretics too. Present potassium is normal, metabolic alkalosis from two diuretics, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, no binders. Anemia has not required EPO treatment. PTH mild elevated at 90, does not require vitamin D 125. Prior echocardiogram shows mitral valve disease with severe stenosis and regurgitation, following by cardiology. Continue monthly chemistries and plan to see her back on the next 4 months.